Before all that, though, let's go back to Russia now, because Vladimir Putin will lead the country for six more years after winning the presidential elections. Turnout around 60%, which some have said is much lower than previous years, but he did still win with a victory of around about 75% of the vote. Now, meanwhile, Boris Johnson back here has said that Russia has been stockpiling the nerve agent used in the attack on an ex-spy and his daughter. This has been happening over the last decade, so he claims. Experts from the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are coming to the UK today to test samples of that nerve agent. And over the weekend, Sunday Times reporting that the National Cybersecurity Centre has warned the bosses of Britain's biggest power companies to boost their security amid fears of a Russian cyber attack. So there are very many, many different fronts to this story at the moment. Dr. Jessica Barker is co-founder of the cybersecurity consultancy Redacted firm. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are expecting potentially some retaliation from Russia for the expulsion of the diplomats, but also beyond that, and potentially whatever other measures the government here may take. Is that likely to come in the form of some kind of cyber warfare, some kind of disruption to our services?
It's very hard to say, but we have, as the UK, been prepared for cyber attacks coming from all different kind of avenues for many years. So it's something that the UK critical national infrastructure is prepared for and has been anticipating, as I say, from many different avenues for quite a long time.
Is it feasible? Does Russia have the means to infiltrate some of our major infrastructures here in the UK? It's certainly possible for them to do it, is it?
There's no such thing as 100% security, so there's many different ways that an attack can take place when it comes to cybersecurity. But having said that, we are very well prepared in the UK. We have some of the best experts in the world working on cybersecurity in the UK, and the National Cybersecurity Centre is very active in communicating with critical national infrastructure and indeed other business to make sure that we are as prepared really as any country and as any kind of industry can be.
Yeah, well, we've had warnings of this in the past, haven't we, of course, when there was that attack on the NHS, which affected us here in the UK, affected other countries as well. And if I remember rightly, North Korea was found potentially to have been the source of that.
There were allegations that North Korea was the source of that. It's very hard to say when it comes to any kind of cyber attack, but particularly ones that are of a level of sophistication where it seems to be state on state, where it seems to be a country that is behind the attack. It can be very difficult to say which country is responsible for that, because many things can be done to hide where the attacks come from. And indeed, it may be of benefit for a state to set a trail to make it look like the attack actually came from elsewhere. So when it comes to trying to attribute a cyber attack, it's very difficult to try and say so.
So hard to prove anything in all these cases, isn't it? We have kind of assumptions made, assertions made, but we don't know for absolute certain. What about big private companies involved in our major utilities? Are they well equipped to deal with this kind of attack?
Yeah, as I say, they've been aware that, of course, they are a large target when it comes to cyber attack for many years. So they do all sorts of things to try and make their networks as robust as possible. It's really important, though, at a time like this, and industry bodies such as Club CISO have gone on record to say that it's really important that organisations share as much information as they can. So if they are receiving any attacks and also sharing best practices. And this is the kind of thing that critical national infrastructure do very well, which means that they are quite well placed to be as robust as possible.
Mm. It has happened in other countries as well, hasn't it? Ukraine, Estonia.
That's right. We can go back to as early as 2007 and the attacks on Estonia, where essentially large parts of the country were taken offline. There was a lot of disruption for many weeks. Citizens had trouble getting money from ATMs. They had trouble using online banking. The government had difficulties communicating via email. Many websites were taken offline, and there was a great deal of disruption. Likewise, in the last few years, we've seen attacks on the Ukraine power grid that have caused a lot of disruption over the country. So absolutely, we see many kind of attacks at the kind of state-on-state level.
Thank you very much indeed. That was Jessica Barker, co-founder of the cybersecurity consultancy Redacted firm.